Since the start of the new calendar year, the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has expanded its fleet and improved its service delivery to the communities that depend on its services island-wide. Stay tuned to hear more. The NSWMA can now carry out its work with greater efficiency, following the commission of 6 new 2017 model garbage trucks.
We will dispatch them by data. Our data shows us where we are most challenged. So Southern Parks and Markets, which include the parishes of Clarendon, Manchester and St. Elizabeth, the Western Parks and Market, Westmoreland, Hanover, St. James and Trelawney, and the NEPM, Northeastern Parks and Market, which is St. Anne, St. Mary and Portland, will see between them 2 trucks each, and we hope that it will go a far way to helping to resuscitate the regions.
Executive Director of the agency, Audley Gordon. The trucks were purchased at a cost of $120 million and are part of a fleet of 28 Renault garbage trucks scheduled to arrive by the end of September. Earlier this year, the agency was faced with a shortage of units, coupled with the illegal diversion of trucks to serve corporate companies. Mr. Gordon issued a stern warning to employees against entering into contracts with private and commercial entities for the removal of solid waste.
Woe be unto the one that I catch doing that. The taxpayer cannot pay to take up the garbage for profit. The garbage for profit can be taken up only if there is a contract that you're going to pay separately to a registered hauler.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie urged the drivers of the new vehicles to handle them in a professional manner, keeping maintenance costs at a minimum.
We have to protect these units. And one of the reasons why the entity have suffered over the years is not just really lack of maintenance. The maintenance is one, but those who handle the equipment do it in a way that, well, it's not really my one, you know, so me can drive it anyhow. And I am going to be urging you and the regional officers to ensure that proper maintenance schedule is followed and that the trucks are kept in the best possible way.
Credited to the improvement of the NSWMA also is its growing relations with non-government partners. 2 new tipper trucks valued at $21 million were donated by the government of Japan at the start of the year, and the authority will be receiving more trucks from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF.
There's an ongoing program with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, that will see JSIF providing an additional 2 trucks. And if the National Solid Waste Management Authority can live up to its obligation, then as a part of the thank you, another 2 trucks will be given. We got earlier this year from the Japanese government another 2 tipper trucks, and along with an improved working relationship with private contractors, it is safe to say that the National Solid Waste Management Authority has significantly improved its capacity.
And the leadership of the state-run agency has also been credited with recent improvements. In 2015, the authority intensified its search for an executive director, and December 2016 saw the introduction of Audley Gordon to the agency. Soon after taking office, he committed to the improvement of customer relations and service delivery. 4 months later, Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie is giving high praises to the team for what he terms a return of confidence in the agency.
Leadership goes a far way in generating confidence. If you ask me, how would I rate the work of the National Solid Waste Management Authority? I would tell you that they have moved from a negative to a positive. The country can now feel rest assured that we have an entity that is committed to the process of service delivery.
Minister McKenzie also singled out Board Chairman Dennis Chung for transforming customer relation and sensitization. Look out for even better service delivery throughout the new financial year as the NSWMA continues its mission to keep Jamaica clean.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.